How are you doing?
Problems, as we certainly will show you tonight, certainly major problems down at the southern part of the United States border with Mexico. And tonight we have on the line once again right there in the area on the scene someone who is no stranger to these microphones, reporting on what may be a major turning point here in this war over protecting the border. John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control, videographer, is there on the scene tonight, and let's say hello to him right now and find out how bad the situation is. Hello, John Clark.
How you doing, Rick?
Well, I don't know if what we hear is true. I'm not doing too well. You're there in Arizona right now, right?
Yeah, we had the orientation meeting there with about 1,500 other people. They had to do it in shifts because only 75 to 100 people could go in there at once. The whole town of Tombstone is filled to capacity. Americans are coming down here because they're very upset about what our porous borders. And President Bush is saying, you know, it's okay to for illegal aliens to come across the border. Condoleezza Rice is saying the same thing. And it was really gratifying to see that there are so many people that want to come down here, spend the time to try to put the spotlight on what's happening down here at the border. The Arizona people, the ranchers, have been under the attack for a long time. They apprehended 561,000 illegals, just apprehended, coming across the Arizona border. These are drugs. These are illegals. They're destroying the ranch property. They're killing their livestock. And people came together for this Minuteman Project, which our president, well, he's not my president, but maybe some people consider him the president of the United States, calls these people, you know, all, nothing short of not even militia. He calls them, I can't even think of the name now.
Well, he's not paying any compliments to them.
No, he's not paying any compliments, but right. People came together today, and tremendous amount of media. I've never seen so much media. And I think the reason why they came here is MS-13 announced that MS-13 is the gang that, very violent gang. Most of them are illegal, said they were going to start killing these Minutemen and went down the border to try to help the Border Patrol stop them coming across the border. And tremendous amount of media. The only opposition that showed up was these Aztec dancers, which they always show up. Also, the ACLU.
They've got monitors there protecting the criminals.
Yeah, well, I said, why are you monitoring these demonstrators out in front?
Sure.
Well, they're only practicing their, you know, religious beliefs. I said, what religious beliefs? I said, they're out here, you know, dancing practically naked, and, you know, what religion is it?
Now, let me ask you this, John, before the first break, and that is the people who are in this the movement we're talking about, the Minuteman Project, are they there armed in any way or no?
Some are, and it is legal to carry arms in the state of Arizona.
And in Tombstone. All right, we'll be right back. You stay right there, John Clark. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America, Hot Topic tonight. We'll be right back.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
And we are back right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored Radio Free America. This is Rick Adams, your host. With me on the line, John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control and other organizations. And he there is right there right now in Arizona, far away from me here in New England. But nonetheless, he's just a heartbeat away. He's there with some 1,500 Americanists who are concerned about protecting our border from this major problem of illegal, shall we say, invasion. I don't want to call it immigration because I think that would be the wrong word, John. It's an invasion that we're facing.
And yes, absolutely.
It's been that way for a long time, hey?
Congressman Tom Tancredo was one of the speakers here today, and we really should thank this man because he's really put himself on the line on this. He's done
it
for many years. And he said because of Proposition 200 that, the proposition here in Arizona that's passed and 46% of Hispanics voted for this, that it has really changed Congress around. People are now jockeying for front position to try to do something about the illegal immigration problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I couldn't remember the name. I've been really tired. I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning.
One can understand, John.
6 o'clock this morning filming. I am shooting another documentary here. And vigilante is the word that I was trying to think of that we've been called by the President of the United States and Condoleezza Rice, which is simply outrageous.
Well, at least you're not called insurgents, anyway.
Yeah, insurgents. But it's okay for illegals to come across, the border.
Oh, yeah.
But the three main driving forces that I see with the illegal immigration, drugs, the globalization, and also the communists are the three main driving forces on this border and all of our borders and on our country. There's $100 billion a year in drugs coming across this border.
Absolutely. I'm reading about it right now.
There's a mayor. I better not mention his name. I'm passing all the information I found over to Congress. Also, there have been customs agents that have been found making $60,000 a month from drug cartels just to pass, semis through.
How much?
$60,000 a month.
Yeah, that's a good figure.
There was a politician, well-known, he was in the Senate, who went in the Senate with not very much money, came out with about $15 to $20 million. There were customs agents that knew that he was going to have dinner, spend the night at various drug cartels' houses. They were told to dummy up. There's just so much money involved. And American people, though, really have to say enough, because it is an invasion. We are being colonized. And I had a discussion with a journalist from, he was a anchor from Azteca Television. He was from Mexico City. And I said, the American people are waking up. And I said, you have to be aware of history, and you have to remember what Yamamoto said after the attack in World War II on Pearl Harbor, and that was, I think we have awakened a sleeping giant because now they have resolve. And I said, that's what the American people are doing right now. They're realizing that these aren't poor little migrants coming across the border for jobs that Americans won't do, which is a ridiculous, ridiculous statement. They're coming across working for less wages than Americans will do. Because Americans can't work for those wages because they have to pay medical, they have to pay insurance, everything else. Illegals don't have to do this. The only taxes that illegals pay if they're using their phony Social Security number is the Social Security. And that's all. That's all that's taken out because they'll claim 20 dependents. So there's no taxes taken out. Meanwhile, the American taxpayers, the middle class, are paying for their medical, they're paying for everything else, and they're demanding these services and getting it. I mean, it's simply outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, even up here in New England, we have these groups. We have mayors who are looking, like the mayor of Cranston, Rhode Island, who's looking to run for a seat, possibly, in Congress, and all of a sudden takes a trip down to the Mexican border about a month ago and meets with all of the poor, deprived and oppressed aliens that are coming over the border. And guess what? He comes back and tells us how they have been misrepresented in the media. They're just a fun-loving group of people.
That's absolutely false, Rick.
No kidding. But he's running for office, you see. He's pandering.
I photographed. I think you've seen one of my videos where it shows that these poor little migrants are wearing designer clothes, $100 tennis shoes, coming across the border. Some of these so-called poor little people are paying $5,000 to a coyote to bring them across the border. So this poor little migrant, I feel sorry for, a lot of the poor people in Mexico who are being mistreated because a certain group, elite group in Mexico City, are just taking all the money. I mean, I feel sorry for that.
John, Mexico went communist in the 1930s. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, well, Chavez, who is a communist who now runs Venezuela, is working with the Mexican government. He's also working with Fidel Castro. He's working with FARC, which is the Marxist guerrillas in Colombia who run the drug trade ever since we got Pablo Escobar.
I mean, when you talk about democracy and Mexico being a democratic partner, that is as humorous as talking about some third world, banana republic being a democratic country. I mean, drug money, no question, plays a very prominent role in all politicians. There isn't a politician that has been involved in the Mexican high government without reaping some contact or benefit from this drug traffic. It is a multi-billion dollar traffic.
Yeah, but it's not just the Mexican officials. Our officials here in this country are being tainted by this drug money. Because
and not only them, but the youth of our nation.
Well, the youth, because, you know, and what this journalist said, he said, you can't do anything about it. There's too many illegals. I said, well, I don't think you really know the American people. They're awakening to this fact that we've been invaded, and they're not going to tolerate it. You're going to see something happen here that happened during World War II, after Pearl Harbor, after 9/11. I mean, they're becoming educated. They were not educated before because of people like you, Rick, and others, you know, on the airwaves, Lou Dobbs and others,
mm-hmm.
who are getting the word out, whereas before the media was controlled by the left. And people weren't aware of this. Now they're becoming aware, and they're really upset. That's why all these people down here are in Tombstone. And it's really funny that, you know, the old story, the gunfight at the OK Corral. Well,
yeah. Yeah.
It's enlarged now. It is a gunfight between, you know, Mexico and the United States. Mexico's goal is the colonization of this country. And they're very upset at the Minuteman Project. Vicente Fox said he's going to use every tool at his disposal to try to stop this.
Well, George Bush is one of his tools, unfortunately.
Well, of course he is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to really look at our government very seriously and say, hey, there's something really wrong here. Tom Tancredo has the Immigration Caucus, but because of Proposition 200 here in Arizona, now there's, you know, looking at it and say, oh, we want to jump on the bandwagon. He tries to contact the White House. He doesn't. Phone calls are not returned. So he sends, letters over to the White House and try to get a response. You know, nothing. This is not the president for the people of the United States.
No, we know that. I mean, this
is a president
one world
for special interests and our. And it does, I don't think it makes any difference who we put up there. You know, it's just controlled by.
Yeah, we know that agencies of this government, we've documented, CIA and other agencies have been involved in drug running right into the United States. There's no question. Bill Clinton was involved. George Bush's administration is involved, whether subterraneanly or above the ground. But no question about it, there is American intelligence bribery, corruption, and participation, if you will, in this drug situation. Now, this Joaquim Guzman, of course, who is one of the top buddies of Mr. Vicente Fox, as you know, according to the New York Times, is suspected of being involved with a syndicate run by Mexico's most wanted man, and that is Joaquim Guzman. Now, I don't know if you heard his address on February 8th, but basically Mr. Fox came out and said that he had ordered increased security at police stations and that his government would redouble efforts to challenge the drug dealers. This is a joke. This is ridiculous.
Of course it is. I wish a lot of your listeners would come down here to the border. This is going to be a month-long vigil by the Minuteman. There's going to be groups of four going out camping alongside the border. I've talked to a few ranchers. They're a little concerned because they said that, you know, the people on the other side of the border will not hesitate to shoot, fire, and kill. They really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about it? And if we fire back, then our government and the Mexican government will say that, you know, go after and prosecute.
Yeah.
But it's okay for them to fire across and kill whoever they want, kill the ranchers, rape the women on the border, and it's okay. It is just simply outrageous, Rick. And
words cannot explain it. I understand. Stay where you are, John, because we're going to be up against the break now. Now, I want to invite people who are listening. If you have a question, a comment, you're in the area, you're there. We have a lot of listeners in Arizona, of course, the southwest of the United States. Anywhere, you're welcome to call in, all over the world for that matter, on Republic Broadcasting Network. The number is 800-313-9443. Toll free, that is, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and the program, as you can see, is Uncensored Radio Free America. We're talking about the Invasion USA with John Clark, our guest. He's right there in the thick of it. You join us. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is turned on
the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, we're back now on Uncensored Radio Free America. And yes, we have a lot of people. I'd like to speak to our guest, John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control, a number of other organizations. He's a documentary filmmaker. He's there, right there in Arizona at the border, and he's in his hotel room, and he is reporting live from the scene, as it were, with over some 1,500 militias in America. I shouldn't say militias, but the people who are involved are actually our militia men, if you will, the Minutemen, like at Lexington and Concord. So I'll tell you what, let's go right to the phone and take our calls, 800-313-9443. John, are you ready for some calls?
Sure, Rick.
All right. Here's David from Tennessee. Hi, you're on Republic.
Hey, Rick, how are you doing?
Okay, good. You got a question or a comment for John?
I've just got a comment.
Go ahead.
This is old Davy Crockett from Tennessee. Well, I'm thinking about getting a bunch of volunteers from here and head down towards Alamo and kick some butts again.
Okay.
Well, why don't you direct it and change direction a little bit, come a little further and come to Tombstone?
We're coming to Tombstone.
Yeah, come on down to Tombstone. It's going to be a month-long vigil. People will go down groups of four, set up at the border. They're not going to apprehend or try to stop the illegals. All they're going to do is report the illegals to the Border Patrol. They have 40 aircraft, but the pilots volunteered to patrol the border. This dog and pony show that the president's putting on right now, bringing more agents down here. They have Black Hawk helicopters down here and everything now because the spotlight has been put on now.
What a joke.
But that'll be only be temporary. This month-long vigil will keep the spotlight on it. And anybody that wants to come down, just come to Tombstone, Arizona, you know, go to the Tombstone Tumbleweed. Chris Simcox is the one that's organizing this. And come down because our country really is at stake. I'm not whistling Dixie. I'm not.
I know we're in bad trouble already.
I'm saying that you know the sky is falling. The sky has fallen, and American people really have to get the resolve like we did after World War II, because we are in a war. We are in a war.
I've been in one of them. And I'm not scared to go to another one.
Well, this one here is on our own soil, and
I know
the most important of all, David.
But I was on foreign soil. And I'd just soon die here on my soil.
Well, this is the war that really matters. This is for America. Those
I know it.
Weren't. Yeah. David, thank
we
you
failed.
For your call. Appreciate it very much. By the way, before the next call, John, people want to talk to you directly or need any help. Can they call you, too, as well?
Yes, they can.
Well, what's the best way they can get involved? By calling whom?
Well, they can go to our website to get the documentaries that we've done on the invasion of America. The last one, I think, you saw.
Yes.
With the ACLU, not the ACLU, but the AFL-CIO and others. They can go to
American Labor Betrayed, yep.
They can go to www.immigrationcontrol.com and, get our videos. They really need to get involved. The best way is to join our organization, Americans for Immigration Control. We're the largest. We have 250,000 members, but that's the only thing Congress understands is numbers. So if they would join, it would really help.
Okay, let's go to the next call because we have quite a few. And let's see, that is, I believe, that is Jane from Maryland. Hello, Jane. Hi, you're on the program, Jane.
Yes, I didn't know if you had gotten around to discussing Alberto Gonzalez.
We were going to. Go ahead.
Well, in particular, since INS, I still think it's formally under the auspices of the Justice Department, whatever part of INS hasn't been militarized, the Border Patrol, I'm not real clear on who controls them. Maybe your guests can discuss that.
Mm-hmm.
But Alberto Gonzalez is, of course, a lifelong member of La Raza Unida,
yes.
Which, without qualification, endorsed his appointment. To be attorney general, and there also is apparently a strong recruitment drive in the military to get not only Mexicans but Central Americans. Green cards are being offered and citizenship. Presumably, this is a time-honored American tradition. Certainly, it was used in the Civil War and in other times to staff armies. I think one of the things we have to look at here, if we want to get a broad historical perspective on this. Is, well, for one thing, I don't think it's a good idea to go around scapegoating people like Hugo Chavez in Venezuela or Lula da Silva in Brazil, the guy that was just elected in Ecuador who wanted.
Or Lagos in Chile.
People up in the Argentines who don't like being pushed around by the World Bank and these corrupt gangsters here. And even Castro, who I certainly regard as a thug, but in terms of scale and scope, Castro doesn't even hold a candle to the Corleones that run. You know, to the Bush crime syndicate and these people. We could talk about the business and long-term personal relationship between Vicente Fox, the former Coca-Cola executive, and the Bush syndicate. You know, we can go on and on about this stuff. If you allow reckless imperial adventures abroad,
mm-hmm.
you cannot hope to escape the fate of empires like Rome
right.
and Britain. There will be blowback from it. You know, you will have globalization is all about dissolving borders. Your fight is against globalization.
Well put. You put it well, Jane. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Okay, we're going to run, though. We're up against the break. John, you stay there. We got more callers for you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is your program, Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. John Clark is our guest. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them, 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
We're back on the program here each and every night. Same time, same network, Republic Broadcasting. The program is uncensored, Radio Free America. And I'm its host, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We've got a lot to avenge here tonight, and that sounds like strong language. Remember, it took strong language to form these colonies that eventually became these United States. And we have... Well, as John says, we either have a great awakening right now, and the sleeping giant is being awakened, or we are going to be overrun within a very short period of time, and our whole defense system, our whole nation, will collapse eventually. It's not going to be that far off, so we better wake up and we better take action. And as the previous caller, I think, noted beautifully, Jane, we have the Imperial Empire here today. The real enemy is Washington. I say this every night. I'll say it again and again. The real enemy is from within. They are making all of this possible. And John Clark of Immigrations, on the organization Americans for Immigration Control, he's on the scene in Arizona with the Minutemen Army, so to speak, the Minutemen who are basically there peacefully trying to draw attention to what's happening. John, let's go to the phone and take more calls, okay?
Sure.
Let's do that right now. Let's see. We've got John right there in Arizona. Hello, John.
Hi, John. How are you, Rick?
John, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, John, you're in Arizona. What part?
You know where Waddell, Arizona is? Just west of Phoenix, about 20 miles.
Okay. What do you think of all of this, John?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think it's fantastic. In fact, I signed up for the Minuteman Project, and I had something emailed to me about 2 days ago about bringing, I guess, my receipt into Tombstone, Arizona. I don't remember where to take it to, but I'm a former veteran. I served during the first Gulf War. And I guess I need to know where to go.
You can go to the Tombstone Tumbleweed, Chris Simcox. That's where you would register. Let them know who you are. This will be a month-long vigil. Today was orientation. Tomorrow is going to be a demonstration at the Border Patrol headquarters in Naco. But then the vigil will start with people being on the border, and that's when we're going to find out whether or not we're going to have a country.
Okay, is that a rally tomorrow then?
There's a rally at Border Patrol headquarters at Naco.
Okay.
Starting around 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. And then from there, you'll get orientation of where to set up on the border to help assist the Border Patrol to stop these illegals. Now, one of the words that we got is that they've moved to the canyons west of here. Now, I'm going out on horseback with some other ranchers. We're going to see if we can block these canyons, or they're going to try to block the canyons. I'll be filming it.
Yeah.
Because, again, we moved them from California and over to Arizona.
I see.
Come on down and just come down to Tombstone.
I've got another question for you. I read on Alex Jones's website today that I guess Vincent Fox is moving 1,000 of their military close to the border there.
Well, they've always been there. This is the opposition, saying that they moved 1,000 troops. They've always been there. So,
well, they might be moving 1,000 more troops, though.
Well, I don't think so. I haven't heard that. I know about what the media has said about that, but you have to correct some of these rumors that are put out. They didn't directly move 1,000 troops up by Agua Prieta or Naco. They've always been,
So they were already deployed there.
Right. Yeah, they were already deployed. Now, the MS-13 gang is another story. You know, there have been a couple of interceptions just recently of them trying to come across the border. This is a very violent gang who said they're going to start killing the Minutemen. And starting tomorrow, people will be deployed along the border. And like I said, that'll be the time to find out if we're going to have a country or not.
I don't think they're going to want to start killing Minutemen because I think there's quite a few that are here in Arizona that aren't actually down there right now that are just waiting for something like that to happen.
You see, though, my fear has always been this. There are agents provocateur from within the...
That's what I've told Chris Simcox.
Well, yeah, from the United States government, willing to set up some process, some problem, whereby some, quote, innocent Mexican migrant worker gets shot up. The media will pick it up, fan the flame, saying, look, this truly is a bunch of vigilantes, and we got to do something about them, nothing illegals. That's my fear.
Well,
and that's what I suspect could happen.
That's what I tried to express to Chris, the organizer of this. That the FBI is very famous for doing that. They've been doing
absolutely,
that
absolutely, John.
I had one other question.
Sure, go ahead. Then we'll move along.
Okay. Do you happen to know, John, what the situation is with Casey Nethercott? I know that Janet Napolitano threw him in prison under the USA Patriot Act.
Yeah. No, he's been out of prison for a while now.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the charge?
The charge was for assaulting migrants, illegals, and then they supposedly he had weapons on him, and
mm-hmm.
the FBI surrounded him and apprehended him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's out. He's been out for quite a while.
Okay,
okay,
John from Arizona.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's go to Scott from Massachusetts. Hi, you're on the program, Scott.
Hi, Rick.
Good
John
to talk to you again.
John, it's my pleasure to talk to you always. John Clark, my prayers are with you and all of your people that are engaged in this protection of our country during the next month. I just want to make one comment, and then I have a question. Vigilante is defined in the dictionary as someone who is vigilant and aware. And I wouldn't take it as a bad connotation, even though the word itself has been demonized by the idiots in the press. And but I believe you are vigilant and aware, and I thank God for that. And the concern that I have at this particular point, if I've heard some comment that the Minutemen are only going to be able to carry small sidearms and
that's
not
true.
Be
yeah, that's true.
Protected with rifles.
Yeah, one of the
and why is that, John?
Well, the only sidearms on the Minutemen, that's one of the things that Chris Simcox stressed, that no rifles, just sidearms. This is only
so that's self-imposed.
This is only self-protection. It's not imposed by any government agency. It's
that's good.
Chris Simcox, you know, the Minutemen Project.
Well, hopefully some of those guys have some 50-cal sidearms. That'd be nice.
Well, the drug smugglers that come across are armed with AK-47s.
Sure.
And we're hoping nothing happens. You know, they're Minutemen. But like Congressman Tom Tancredo said today, there may be 1,500, but that 1,500 represents millions of Americans who are really fed up. They just can't make it down here. Why? Because they have other, you know, they're busy trying to survive to support
right.
the illegals, you know, paying taxes that you shouldn't be paying, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and all these other scumbag groups like the ACLU types, they have the funds, the trust funds, billionaires that donate to the cause and can finance people at will to travel across the country.
I just hope, John, that people have enough awareness and vigilance to make sure that they have access to protection should they need it.
Well, one of the concerns, one of the ranchers down here was in one of my documentaries years ago, said, John, I hope these people realize that the people on the other side of the border would have no compulsion to fire on anybody. They don't care. They will just shoot. And to have a campfire, you know, that's making a target. So I'm just hoping that, you know, but on the other hand, this has to be a flashpoint, because if we don't get something done now, we won't have any options in the future. If it
right.
continues down the line, 3 to 5 years or whatever, we won't have any options. Right now, the spotlight has to be put on what the goal of the Mexican government is. That's the colonization of this country. And I know the previous listener mentioned Hugo Chavez. He is a threat to this country. Mexico, the communists are a major threat. Red China, Russia. This is the only way that they can take over this country. Now, Red China, I see as grabbing Taiwan, and there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it.
Well, they've already grabbed the Panama Canal, and there's nothing we can do about that.
That was thanks to Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, but they were given the Panama Canal was not only handed to them, but paid them to take it.
Rick, it was handed over to the Panamanians, who then leased on each end of the Panama Canal the two major ports of you know, control of the canal on each side.
Yeah.
And they have like a 20-year lease on it from the Panamanians. So they basically control the access points to that canal that we built. So
I'm well aware of the history of it.
Right.
And the tragedy is that we have actually paid them, the treaties that were implemented from the 1980s. We paid the Panamanian government to essentially take control over our canal. And
this,
now, as you see, the Red Chinese are very influential south of the border.
Right.
Red China was built up primarily by the United States, the World Bank. Now, Paul Wolfowitz, one of the key players in this expansionist war in the Middle East, now going to be head of the World Bank. So it's the same global elite, you see? This is what we're facing.
Yeah, how to create war on all the third world nations economically instead of with bombs by Wolfowitz. But the bottom line is, John, I hope you guys have enough foresight that, you know, you have small arms and you're trying to do this in a rational way, but be protected, brother.
Well, I'm not armed. All I'm armed with is a camera. I'm just going to record what's happening.
Well,
and I really have a lot of respect for the people that are going to be there, you know, camped out to try to defend our border. Our government's not going to do it. If you want to come down, if you want to try to get a hold of me, you can go to El Dorado, which is a great little place here in Tombstone, and they can contact me from there. It's,
right. The reason why I say this is because the people on the other side, the only power they understand is what comes out the end of a gun barrel, and, you know, we got to maintain that awareness. So.
Hey, Mao Zedong said that politics comes out of the barrel of a gun.
Yep, that's what it is.
All right,
thank you, Rick. God bless
John. You, too. Thank you for joining the program. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. And our guest, John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control, you can join in right now. I want to hear from people who are on the border, who are there now, in Arizona, in the frontline states, so to speak, Texas, Arizona, and, of course, New Mexico, Nevada, California. I was reading some time ago, you know, a view, if you will, an address by a professor at the California State University. His name was Victor Hansen. I don't know if you're familiar with him, John.
No, I'm not.
But he wrote about the threat of Mexifornia, no longer called California.
Oh, yes, I am.
Mexifornia.
Right.
And, you know, he shattered many of these myths that he has, you know, been labeled a racist, labeled a nativist, and so forth. And what he has said quite beautifully, I think, is that all these years, the Bushes of the world have been telling us that blanket amnesty and a grant of legal status, you know, would ensure assimilation into America. We become a stronger, richer, more diverse nation. Well, you know, that's a bunch of baloney. The last 20
years. You know, it's really interesting, Rick. I'm pretty sure you know my wife is from Venezuela.
Yes, right.
And as soon as the Spanish media found out she spoke Spanish from Venezuela, they swarmed onto her like locusts.
Yeah,
and she didn't give them the answers that they were expecting. You know, she said she's a legal immigrant. She came here. She learned English. She didn't know English before, and she's really offended that people are saying that this is all Hispanics. You know, it's racist. It's not racist. They only use that as a tool to stop you in your tracks, like a deer with caught in the headlights. And a lot of people fall for that trap. The bottom line, Rick, here, is if we don't stop them here now, and this is the reason why there's month-long is to keep it, because people forget very quickly. And the dog and pony show that the president has down here now, I mean, I was down here 3 or 4 years ago, and there was only one Border Patrol car at this checkpoint. Now there's 8 or 9. Now, they brought in the agents to say, look, we are doing the job. Well, they haven't been doing the job. And it's not the fault of the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol wants to do their job. But our government, thanks to, and it doesn't make any difference who's in the White House. You know, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm an independent. I have nothing against George Bush. You know, Republicans, I have no axe to grind. But if Kerry got in, it would have been the same thing. But the problem with George Bush, before, the Republicans were on our side trying to get something done about immigration, but as soon as he came on the scene, it changed dramatically. And to put Alberto Gonzalez in as the Attorney General is an absolute slap in the face to Americans. This man is a part of La Raza, and La Raza supports Mecha, and Mecha's goal, our slogan, is everything for the race, nothing for anyone else, and he puts this man as the Attorney General. It's an absolute affront to all American citizens.
Well, I think we would probably have done better than to put in someone from the Ku Klux Klan, because they'd be at least be concerned about our race, wouldn't they?
Exactly. If a KKK member was put in, it would just be outrageous. You don't hear anybody.
Well, that would be a flashpoint for the media to go bonkers over.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, you have this other. But
you see, some racism is acceptable in the politically correct environment. Some are more equal than others. And this movement, as I say, to invade the country is aided and abetted, John, by the media, the national media. Now, as you point out, some of that is changing. There are some dissidents, Lou Dobbs and others. However, too little, and I hope not too late, but many of them now are beginning to wake up. You know, Mort Zuckerman, for years, one of the big liberal, Jewish media moguls in this country who was all for this unlimited immigration, started turning around saying this was a threat to our country. This was a real plague that we must deal with. It's no longer a laughing matter. You know, people like that in the media waking up because they know it's their empire that will crumble too.
Well, the person that really initiated this in the media was Bill O'Reilly, and he's kind of changed about, but we really have to thank people like yourself, Lou Dobbs, who's staying on the front line, broken borders, you know, every night he's sending out the call. And this is a really no laughing matter. I mean, people are going to say, what happened?
John, you're laying, to be honest about it, guys like yourself are really the ones who deserve the credit because you're doing more than just bringing the information. You know, you're actually putting your lives on the line here. This is a very dangerous situation.
Well,
the
people that came here for this month are going to be putting their lives on the line on that border. And the Spanish media, all they did was show the sidearms, any sidearms on these Minutemen. That's all they were focusing on.
All right, John, you stay right there. We'll be back. More calls ahead if you'd like to call in. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is turned on
the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, hey, we're back in the final 6 minutes or less here. 800-313-9443 is the number if you'd like to jump aboard quickly. Many people, John, are not aware of the extent to which we are paying for the invasion into the United States and the side effects from it. I understand it's like 26% of the American prison population now is illegal immigration.
Yeah, 26% of that's $40,000 per year per prisoner. And, you know, these are poor little migrants coming across the border that are raping and killing American citizens. Every documentary I've done, I've interviewed numerous Americans whose children have been killed by illegals, and it's just outrageous that our government is allowing this. You know,
I mean, this is a declaration of war, basically.
Of course it is, and this has to be a flashpoint, Rick, because we will not have any options 3 or 4 years down the line. It will be give up. Now,
yeah, it'll be too late. Yeah.
I've talked to people, and they said, well, what happens if the Mexicans' military, say, fires on our Border Patrol? They already have. They've already fired on our Border Patrol. And people said, well, if they did that, George Bush would wave a white flag. This guy is just totally out of control. And now, you asked me about a number before. Let me give a number of people that they can call.
Yes.
It's 1-540-468-2023. They can either call that. If they want to come down and be interviewed for this documentary that I'm doing, they can go to see Tim Jones at this, I'm trying to think of the name of it right now. It's El Dorado Town in Tombstone. And if they'd like to come down and be interviewed for any stories that they have regarding what's happened with illegals, perfect example. A friend of mine called me from Omaha, Nebraska. He said an older couple wanted to buy a computer. They heard that they were giving $5 lessons at the local library. They went down. They said, we'd like to sign up. And they said, well, can you read Spanish? They said, no. They said, well, these are only in Spanish. This is simply outrageous.
Well, it's all over now. The thing is, it's co-opted in private industry, too. That's the tragic thing.
Yeah, and
it's not just government. It's the whole American industrial scene. And, you know, we're being deculturalized here.
All I can say to your listeners is wake up. Come down to Arizona. This is really like the head of the Democratic Party, Art Torrey, said in California, the last gasp.
We're going to have
White
to
America.
Do a regular update, all right, John? Will you do that during
sure.
the month? Why don't we do that from week to week, okay?
Okay, I'll be
right,
down here for at least 2 weeks.
Okay, give us that number once again, the 468-2023 number. What's the area code?
540-468-2022 or 23, either
okay.
one.
All right, very good. We're just about out of time. We don't have any more time for phone calls, but I think we have elucidated many listeners now who I hope will be petrified into doing something.
All right,
John, we're out of time.
Thank you for being
with us. We'll have you back again in the next week, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right, John Clark. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. See you Monday night, same time. Good night.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
and bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.